know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking
to? Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about. It's time for Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. Pontiac's home for some of the greatest hits of all time, and Pontiac's home for talking at 8:45. And Kat is here. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Todd.
Well, Kat, we're going to be right up your alley today because we're going to talk about women.
Oh, women.
My fascination is with women today. Two that I want to get your opinion on. I want to talk about Dana Volmer. Dana Volmer is an Olympic swimmer. She's a five-time gold medalist. I mean, this woman is a serious swimmer, very successful in her field. And just a couple of weeks ago, she participated in a race, and she was 6 months pregnant.
Okay.
I can't imagine this. Now, she did not do that great. She didn't plan on doing that great. She just wanted to get out and meet her friends again, be in competition again. I can't imagine that, because pregnancy is tough enough.
Well, I can't imagine, no, because we can't imagine what she does on a daily basis, you know, the swimming and the exercising.
I'd have sunk
straight to the bottom at 6 months pregnant. Well, there'd have been no coming back from that.
Well, this is what I was thinking, too. You know, swimmers go to great lengths to make sure that their suits are absolutely skin tight and their skull caps are absolutely glued to their head so they're as aquadynamic as they can possibly be.
Yeah.
And when a woman is in pregnancy, she's not exactly aquadynamic. She's got a little shape more like a cargo ship than a speed racer.
Yes.
Whatever. What's the word for fast boats?
Yes.
I don't even know. But more power to her. She said that she cleared it with her doctor, by the way, just for anybody who's concerned.
Oh, I'm sure she's in great shape.
Yeah,
you know, she's an athlete. So you hear of pregnant women running marathons. I mean, I say, hey, if you can do it, do it. Your body will tell you.
Yeah, you know, that's a good point.
Yeah, your body will say, nope, not going to be prudent at this juncture.
Well, there's another one who decided to perform at an extraordinarily high level, and it's Serena Williams.
I heard
she has just announced that she's pregnant, and some people did the math, and she's not all that far along, 20 weeks into her pregnancy, so she's got a ways to go yet. But a lot of people did the math and figured out that that meant that when Serena Williams won the Australian Open, a Grand Slam tennis match.
Unbelievable.
She was pregnant. She was about 2 months pregnant when she actually was participating in that tournament.
That first trimester is, in my opinion, the touchiest because, you know, it's new life being formed. It's also when you feel the worst until the end.
Yeah. Well, I have talked to enough women to know you're absolutely right because your body's – that's when your body's going through the massive adjustments.
Your body's like, wait. What is this?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to keep this. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
Just incredible. I just think she is a much mistreated and much maligned athlete. She has been dominant in her sport for decades.
Yeah.
And she still takes a lot of grief. So I wish her well with the pregnancy. And
I do too.
She's going to be out for the rest of the season. She is not not so dedicated to tennis that she's going to try to push it beyond this point.
Yeah.
But she does say she'll be back. She is not done. She's 36 years old and still can launch the ball past you so the wind knocks you down. So,
well, just being that age and having a child, you know, this is her first pregnancy. So it just goes to show you that being physically fit is much easier than not being physically fit when you have something adverse going on in your system.
There you go. I just admire both of these women because obviously this is and here comes a man who's going to be mocked all over Livingston County for saying this, but the changes are massive.
Yes.
And even as a man, I know that. And so for them to try to compete and push their bodies in a direction that they don't ordinarily want to go anyway.
And their minds.
Yeah.
I mean, being pregnant is mind, body, and soul. So that's just amazing to me.
It absolutely is.
The only thing I excelled at when I was pregnant was eating and sitting, lounging.
That's honest. There's honesty for you from Kat this morning on WJEZ. Let's go from the sublime to the ridiculous because I don't know about these designations. This is a sign that Julia Roberts has a good publicist because she's been named People Magazine's most beautiful woman in the world.
Nope.
Don't don't hold back. What do you think?
I have never thought she was pretty. She is on my radar like Mariah Carey. I don't care for her. I don't like her work. It's just my personal opinion. And the most beautiful woman, no.
Well, here's something to irritate you even more. She's won it 5 times.
Yeah, my opinion, she should have never, ever won it.
The first time she won was 26 years ago in 1991. She was 26 then. She's 49 now. She also won it in 2000, 2005, and 2010. I don't know. I have a problem with all of these designations because, you know, obviously no one is expected to really believe that she's the most beautiful woman in the world. So why do it? To sell magazines, of course. And beyond
that. But what does she have going on right now that they think that will help her or help them sell magazines?
You know, that was my first thought. I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
Is she screaming hot right now? I don't think so.
She's
well known, but
one of the most beautiful women in the world is Christy Brinkley. She's like 95 and rocking swimsuits better than her young daughters. Come on.
I have to say, I think Christy's had some help, but she's holding it together pretty well.
She is. My goodness, this is making me mad.
Well, I was kind of surprised by it, too, because, like you say, usually it's someone whose star is on the rise or someone who's starting to be respected as one of the elder stateswomen of their profession. You know what I mean? And like you say, Julia Roberts has had a couple of movies out over the last several years, but they really haven't been blockbusters.
No, she is no Elizabeth Taylor. If Elizabeth Taylor is 69 and voted the most beautiful woman, I'm like, yep, 2 rows of eyelashes, honey, that puts you at the top of the food chain.
There you go. Well, other people on the list included Viola Davis, Taraji P. Henson, Chrissy Metz, who I don't know. I know Viola Davis and Taraji Henson. Mm-hmm. Chrissy Metz, I don't know, but Mandy Moore was nominated. Emma Watson was one of the people considered. Oprah Winfrey and Carrie Underwood. And this is all people's
most beautiful
woman.
Well, they're all prettier than Julia Roberts, in my opinion. So they all got hosed.
Well, I thought you'd probably have a strong opinion on this. And Julia Roberts says one of the things she is going to do is call George Clooney because he has been named people's sexiest man alive twice, but she's been the most beautiful woman in the world 5 times.
Ugh.
So.
Kat
is not impressed. She's mad because she was overlooked.
Oh, that's it. Again, once again, what does a woman have to do to be voted most beautiful woman in the world? Hello.
There you go. There you go. And how many women did they really survey? You know?
So women vote?
No, I think it's the editors of People magazine who make the decision. Again, with the help of publicists from all over Hollywood.
Has to be. I'm just blown away by this.
Julia says she's currently peaking. She doesn't think she's over the hill at all, and she's not against plastic surgery, but she says she hasn't had any. She says, do it if you need it. She says, I think that we should all do what we want.
I agree with her, but that she's peaking, we try to tell ourselves that in our late 40s, but just go back, take a look at a picture from your 20s. Maybe the fashion wasn't all there, but I will take that peek back any day.
I will tell you, at the risk of sounding condescending towards celebrities, because obviously they get a level of scrutiny that most people don't get, you know. But I just saw a clip of Shania Twain, who's going to be releasing a new CD for the first time in several years. She looks great.
There you go. There's another one. Yeah. Yeah, so, she's gorgeous.
There you go.
There is plenty of beautiful women. I mean, they didn't go too deep into the pond to pull her out, apparently.
Apparently.
My opinion.
And what about Chrissy Teigen? What about some of the hot models we've got that are popping up all over the place?
Exactly.
I don't know.
You know, there are actresses that are better looking than Julia Roberts and, you know, Scarlett Johansson. And
my big fear this morning was I posted a Facebook picture and put an oval over Julia Roberts' face so that it wouldn't be instantly recognizable. And it kind of looked like it could be Caitlyn Jenner. So I hope people didn't get that impression.
Well, hey, that why wasn't she vote. Chosen?
Well, I don't know that she was even nominated.
Well, that's too bad. Yeah, because officially, I mean, she had her reassignment surgery in January. So
that's true.
There's no questioning anymore. Do not call her Bruce. He gone.
It's all very strange. And he's not going to be competing in any athletic tournaments. And he's not going to be doing that pregnant. So
no.
We say kudos to the women who have gone above and beyond. And we have to say congratulations to Julia Roberts, even though we don't quite understand why she's the most beautiful woman
in the
world. I
don't have to say congratulations to her. She doesn't deserve it. Spoken what like about, a true jealous
what,
woman,
and what,
right?
I don't know if you're – I don't know. If, I don't think Kat is jealous, just for the record, folks, because I think these are goofy awards to present. Anyway, and why isn't Melania Trump on the list?
Well, I thought of that, too, because if you want to talk about beautiful, to me, beauty is inside and outside, right?
Well, that's true.
So someone like her, the way she carries herself, not that Julia Roberts doesn't carry herself well, but just the way she's classy and elegant, and she is a beautiful woman.
There's a bunch of them, it turns out.
There are a few, yeah.
Someday I'll get a chance to talk to one, and I'll tell you what they're like.
There you go.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner, and she's Kat. And that's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. You want to take just a second to talk about your show, Kat, or what's going on?
We're going to talk about the Aaron Hernandez thing. Turns out maybe he's not guilty. What?
I can't wait for that conversation.
Yeah, very interesting. And, of course, Bill O'Reilly. Out at Fox.
Out. Well, we'll wait to hear about it. Kat's on from 10 to 3 today. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's Jock Gibberish.